I sneak a peek behind me. The eyebrow telegraph is flashing fast. This guy is weird. He must see it. He must know what we are thinking. He keeps on talking. He says we will graduate knowing how to read and write because we'll spend 1,000,000 hours learning how to read and write. I could argue that point. Mr. Freeman, why not spend that time on art? Painting, sculpting, charcoal, pastel, oils. Are words or numbers more important than images? Who decided this? Does algebra move you to tears? Hands raised, thinking he wants answers. Can the plural possessive express the feelings in your heart? If you don't learn art now, you will never learn to breathe. There is more. For someone who questions the value of words, he sure uses a lot of them. I tune out for a while and come back when he holds up a huge globe that is missing half of the northern hemisphere. Can anyone tell me what this is? He asks. A globe? Ventures a voice in the back. Mr. Freeman rolls his eyes. Was it an expensive sculpture that some kid dropped and he had to pay for it out of his own money or they didn't let him graduate? Asks another. Mr. Freeman sighs. No imagination. What are you, 13? 14? You've already let them beat your creativity out of you. This is an old globe I used to let my daughters kick around my studio when it was too wet to play outside. One day, Jenny put her foot right through Texas, and the United States crumbled into the sea. And voila, an idea. This broken ball could be used to express such powerful visions. You could paint a picture of it with people fleeing from the hole.